The illegal wildlife trade is reaching unparalleled levels, devastating animal species the world over. Poachers, traffickers and organised crime gangs are behind a market estimated to be worth $23 billion US dollars, with rising consumer demand in Asia alongside Europe and the US. In 2011, 25 echidnas were seized in Indonesia. The smugglers held forged documents claiming they'd been bred in captivity. That seizure was the trigger for a research project involving scientists at the University of New South Wales, Taronga Zoo and ANSTO, Australia's Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation. And they've come up with a revolutionary way to identify a trafficked animal. It's been reported in this week's Nature Journal. Dr. Phoebe Ma is a conservation scientist with Taronga Zoo. She's the co-investigator of this research project. Phoebe, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you.
Can you explain to us, Phoebe, how this new test can determine whether an animal has been trafficked or not?
Yeah, certainly. So one of the biggest issues in illegal wildlife trade is whether or not an animal has been bred legally in captivity or whether it's been taken from the wild. And like you were referring to before, traders are forging these documents to say that animals have been bred in captivity when they're actually poaching them from wild populations. And up until now, there's been no test to prove otherwise. So our forensic test that we've just developed and with novel technology allows us to determine if an animal has been bred in captivity or taken from the wild based on what they've been eating, so based on their diet. So when an animal forages in the wild or eats a captive diet, there's a permanent signature of everything they've eaten retained in their keratin. So keratin can be the quills of an echidna or the feathers of a bird. Even human hair and fingernails are made of keratin and retains this permanent signature of everything you've eaten. So because diets significantly differ between captive environments and wild environments, we can then use these signatures to determine where an animal has come from.
And how do you do that? I mean, how do you do it in a timely and handy manner?
Yeah, good question. So that is one of the most important things in fighting illegal wildlife trade, is making it cost effective and quick. So the technology sits in ANSTO, so the Australian Nuclear Science Technology Organisation, and we performed our pilot study on the X-ray fluorescence machine there. But what's really cool is that we're now trialling these handheld devices so that we can then potentially arm the people at airports and border control points and put the technology in the palm of these authorities. Mm-hmm. And then they can then scan quills, feathers or fur in the field and then determine whether or not that animal has in fact been bred in captivity or it's been poached from the wild.
So a simple scan and it'll read that and it'll come up, that information will come up quickly.
Ideally, yeah. So we've at the moment, we've proved the science. We've got it to 100% accuracy with the echidna. And now it's about testing the power of it on a range of different heavily trafficked animals.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to the echidna, that example we gave. 25 mm-hmm. echidnas trafficked into Indonesia in 2011. Mm-hmm. The smugglers had paperwork, forged documents claiming they'd been bred in captivity. The first question is, who's breeding echidnas in captivity? Is anybody? But two, what were these echidnas bound for? Were they bound for some kind of testing or use of some part of the animal? Or were they for the pet trade? Who wanted these echidnas?
Yeah, so echidnas are primarily smuggled for the illegal pet trade.
Is that a big trade, Phoebe?
Yeah, it is. So lots of people all around the world, so in China, America and even Europe, want these sort of cute animals or exotic animals, interesting animals to keep as pets, which is absolutely terrible because they don't know how to look after them. So, you know, one of the biggest heavily traded exotic pets from Australia, so native Australian animals, is the sugar glider, destined for the United States, where they just are fed horrible diets of, you know, processed meats and sugary soda drinks. And these poor animals suffer really poor health and welfare once they get to their destination. And sometimes these poor animals don't even make it to their destination.
It's incredible. People just want a little sugar glider for their apartment to be cute. Just finally, Phoebe, how big is the illegal wildlife trade in our region? What's it worth and how's it affect Australia?
Yeah, so it's a multi-million dollar industry here in Australia. We have two ways it affects us here. We have the native animals being smuggled out, so we're losing diversity that way. And we also have the threat of the exotic animals being being smuggled in. So when they get smuggled in, not through the right avenues, they then pose a risk, a biosecurity risk to not only our native Australian animals in terms of disease, but also our big agricultural industry. So we're being affected on two different ends.
Phoebe Ma, thank you for joining us. Good luck with this research and this science and getting into those handheld devices. That's going to really make it effective.
Thank you so much.
Phoebe Ma, Dr. Phoebe Ma, is a conservation scientist with Taronga Zoo. And if you ever see anything suspicious, there's the Wildlife Witness app available to report anonymously if you wish. But this new technology is a joint partnership with Taronga Zoo, UNSW and ANSTO.